1-800-919 is the number to call. We're talking Giants quarterback situation. Before we get back to that, yesterday we announced the two former WWE superstars, whatever, characters that I selected that BT and Hoff are going to have to dress as their penance for losing the perfect parlay pick segment this year. Last year, of course, BT was Goldust. I was Doink the Clown. This year, somebody's going to be Brother Love. Somebody's going to be Papa Shango. BT, you said you would go home. Think about it. Take me through the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the process was fairly easy. Then it became a little complicated later in the day. So I thought you were pretty light with me here. Like, you know, I don't have to dress up as a clown. I don't have to dress up whatever Goldust is. I'm still not sure.
Right.
I don't know. I still don't know. I tried to learn. I don't know. You know, I mean, Papa Shango, to me, I had checked out of the wrestling at that point.
Right.
So I really don't, you know, I remember his name.
Did you do any research?
Of course, like, okay. I did. I watched some promos. Of course, I did research, man.
The thing that he had with the Warrior?
Yes, of course, Brother Love, who I thought was a cornball that I wanted to punch back in the day. I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I love you. this guy's the worst, man. But full disclosure.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going to be easier?
Right.
What's going to be easier for me?
Oh, not even like what's going to make you look better.
Well, that's part of it.
Costume-wise.
I didn't want to be the clown. Not that I wanted to be Goldust, but that was last year. This year, I'm like, I don't really care what I am. What's easier in terms of getting the stuff?
Okay, now before you give the answer, Hoff, did you have a preference? Are you sweating out the decision here? Is there one better than the other? He's already made his decision, so it's not going to impact.
I got to be honest, I'm going to look like a fool either way.
That is correct.
Because Brother Love is, I hated this guy. This is the one guy I really did legitimately hate. Yeah. So, but I think Papa Shango is a little bit badass. So I'm assuming I'm going to be Papa Shango.
Oh, you're assuming that.
You're assuming that I think that you're a badass? That's quite the assumption there, buddy.
And you don't have a preference either way. You feel like you're going to look foolish.
I'm just glad that my wife will be happy.
Well, Papa Shango does have some.
How are those biceps going? Because he's got some biceps.
They're a little floppy.
You wear the jacket.
He's got the cape, too.
I'm going to
research that as well. I looked at everything, man. I really did. I tell you, I take this stuff very seriously. Now, all right. So, the whole voodoo thing, whatever. We were messing around with that. I think.
And by the way, Brother Love is an evangelist? Televangelist?
Yes, that sounds right.
Like
you could trust that guy. Every money you donate to his church is going to the 9 Lexuses that he has and the 3 condos that he's got with like 5 chicks. That guy. All right. So then I asked my wife.
Yes, this is what I'm fascinated.
I asked my wife, and she's like, oh, and I thought she was going to say Shango. I did. Because I think Papa Shango's a little badass as well.
Right.
She's like, oh, you have to go with the guy with the red face. I'm like, really? The guy with the red face, huh?
Mm.
And she's like, yeah, because now her logic was faulty, even though it was well-intentioned. She's like, he looks like a clown. I don't think she looked very closely. She's like, Pop, this guy looks like a clown. She's like, you don't want to look like Sal last year. That's what she said. I'm like, well, he's not a clown. He's more like a cannibal. I don't even know what he is, right? He's just a satanic whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, the other guy, yeah, it's just simple. She's like, you just put some red on you. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty easy. Then I asked a lot of my buddies. And then I get back the Macho Man GIFs. I'm like, no, I don't get to pick it, idiots. And I know that they listen to the show. They're getting more convoluted. Then I put it on Instagram. You didn't weigh in verbally.
No.
Okay. So, but you did see, because I saw that you liked it. And the first 12 to 15 were, you got to go Brother Love, Brother Love, Brother. That's the first 15 in unison, like BL, 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 BL. And then there was a late wave of Papa Shango. So now I'm really confused. Would you like me to reveal?
Yes.
All right.
I want the reveal.
I will reveal after a wild, twisting ride. I hate losing these picks of the NFL. I love BT and Sam.
Yes.
I am going to do the Brother Love gimmick to the point where
you're gonna have to get a wig now.
I know that's the one thing that I left out. If I was Papa Shango, he's bald. It's easy.
Or the hat, right?
Or the hat, which is just a cheap hat, whatever. So I've got to find a slick back wig. That's the only thing that is not in my Amazon cart. I've got the glasses. I got the red paint. I got the white suit. I got the red shirt. I could probably borrow Beningo's red shirt because, you know, he's still, but it wouldn't fit.
And white suit.
And white tie. That's right. That's true. It wouldn't fit. Otherwise, I would. So it is partly out of convenience. to be honest, I don't really think doing all the intricate makeup that this guy's going to have to be with Papa.
Oh, yes.
I also remember his character more.
Yeah,
I love
he's
corny and I hated him. And Shango's more badass, but I'm going to be Papa.
Love it.
I'm going to be Brother Love.
Excellent decision,
I
BT.
I love you.
Here's why I love this decision. Because you have to wear a wig, which is nice. And Hoff has to either shave his head or
Whoa!
Yeah, you got to be Papa Shango.
Shave it.
That full piece, you know.
Shave it.
What's that called? His bodysuit that he would wear.
Not a leotard. Yeah. Not the singlet.
I had it last year with Doink.
I've already decided that I'm coming to work dressed as Papa Shango. Like, I'm not going to do it here like you guys.
Wow.
I'm not that creative artistically. I'm going to have my wife do my face paint.
Well, you'll fit right in on the train.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just make sure you drive in that day.
Yeah, who's that on the right train?
Yeah, but the car might be worse if there's traffic and people see me and I'm just waving.
Yeah. No, but hold on.
Yes, I love this.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. But part of the fun is doing it here so we can record it digitally.
No, I want it to be. Listen. I'm going to be looking badass.
You will.
I want to make sure it's done right, so let my wife handle that part.
She's really going to paint your face with that?
Oh, my God. She's going to be amazing.
Could she come in studio that day or what?
Probably not.
We're not going to get the whole... Well, I guess you could record it. I mean, he's kind of...
We'll record it from home.
Taking away some of the fun.
I'm going to walk through the doors, Papa Shango, either way.
I actually thought about last year, like, because convenience purposes, I thought maybe I was going to have to do it at home and come in, but...
You and I
in the bathroom. Yeah, I remember that day vividly.
Hysterical. We're cursing everybody out. Yeah. And we're doing it together
looking
in the bathroom.
Looking at ourselves in the mirror, putting on a damn makeup.
I even looked up, like, satanic, like, rings... I looked at all this stuff on Amazon.
Now, I got those rings.
I got eight of them coming. I'm leaning in. Hey, listen, when we do it, we do it.
Hey, you got to do it right. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Hey, man, part of it is fun. Like, you know, the clown costume.
Part of it kind of looks forward to it. I wish that was a cooler, you know, gimmick.
I mean, that's part of the pain.
Understood.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll take a quick break. Come back with your calls. Giants quarterback has been the conversation. We'll get into some baseball along the way as well. We got to play a card game, too. That's coming up at 1240, so we'll have some fun with Pull Your Card before we get really into the Pull Your Card World Series. We did that about a year ago. We'll pick that up either next week or the week after. Just have to map that out, but still a lot to do here with BT and Sal.